League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
On ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. With Cheers, you're going to start feeling better when you wake up. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Good Tuesday morning, everybody. And boy, do I mean a good Tuesday morning. What a game last night. Rockets win by four. How about Calvin Murphy calling it before the game? With Michelle, she was interviewing him before the game, and he called it. Rockets by four tonight. And sure enough, it came through. And the Rockets win game four, tied at two. And we're going back to Golden State. And I kind of agree because of, you know, last night on ESPN asked, you know, who's got a better shot on the road. And the Rockets have a better shot on the road. Because of James, because of the way James can control the game, he can control tempo, and the way that he can just, he's just amazing being able to score. Now, the dribble, 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 if you don't like that last night, I think that America got a heavy dose of it. And I think, you know, the criticism is real, and, you know, a lot of people don't like the style of basketball. I'm not a big fan either, but... Damn, when dude wants to drive, two guys on him, he's going to find a way. He even hit pull-up jumpers last night. It was something to behold. And what an atmosphere. That was as big a game in the city of Houston. Granted, last year we had, you know, game seven here. But we've been waiting since that game seven, we've been waiting for last night. And boy, did they come through. I think the bettors didn't believe. The Warriors went from plus 1.5 to even.
I had at game time, I had Warriors minus one.
Minus one. You got all the way to, last I saw, it was even.
Yep, minus one Warriors favorite. I couldn't believe it. I mean, I could, but that's how it's been forever. You always have the correction number. So when the Rockets won, there was going to be a correction number where whatever it was the game before, it was going to head towards the Warriors. Now, this number now will probably be about the same as you saw in game one at Golden State. You'll see that
six?
Number. I think it'll be probably a little lower, maybe five.
Yeah.
I think it'll be more like five.
I'm gonna say it's gonna go down to four.
There's so much flopping going on right now in this series. It's watch Chris's head. Oh. Draymond pushes Chris in the middle back, of the back,
his head flops
forward. Right. Draymond gets hit on the side of the head. He goes down like he had either an aneurysm or had been hit by a brick. Well, I mean, that was the side of James's forearm, and there's a little mini story. Oh, Draymond, serious, almost has a serious head injury. No, he didn't.
No.
He's trying to
It was the same with James early on. He's holding his head.
He got
Kevin
hit by
Durant's,
an elbow.
Well, yeah. I mean... Elbow, I thought it was more forearm.
Every single player right now, not every single, but there's like four of them, where if you touch them, they are going to try to extract the maximum amount of justice from the referees that they possibly can right now.
That they got two open looks at the end.
It was unbelievable. So Austin Rivers didn't switch that off.
Yes.
P.J. Tucker at the end. Well, you can see him right here. As soon as Chris grabs it, P.J. Tucker goes, dude, what the... He does like that. Then after the game, he was getting in Austin Rivers' ass again, and they had a one shot of him where Austin's like grabbing him by the arm, trying to talk to PJ, and PJ doesn't want to hear it. Like, no, dude, you almost cost us the entire series.
Yes.
By not switching that off. Why would anybody guard inside the arc when they're down three with just, you know, with less than 10 seconds to go? You know the Warriors need a three. Everything gets played over the arc, outside the arc. Yes. Nothing gets played inside the arc. So why was Austin Rivers not switching it off? PJ Tucker, who has football, who has basketball intelligence, he's not playing with Austin Rivers, dumbass. That and Austin Rivers, I'm so pissed right now that they got that shot. That's unbelievable.
I'm pissed that they got the shot, but I want to say this. I'm proud of that little fella.
Who, Austin?
Austin. He is coming in there, and he's making a difference. He's grabbing rebounds.
So's your boy Shumpert.
Shumpert is too. I'm going to tell you this. I'm shocked. I'm amazed. Shumpert, I swear to God, I'm sitting there, and Shumpert puts up his first three, and I'm sitting with Sean Pendergast last night, and we both go, no!
Why were you sitting with Sean Pendergast?
Because he and I got Wallace Marsh asked us to go to the game.
What? Why did you go with him?
Well, I went with my wife. I went with my wife.
What station is he at?
He's at 610.
Oh, where your best friend Paul Gallant is. I forgot.
No, I'm not besties with Paul Gallant. Okay.
Oh, let me go do a show with Paul Gallant and go to games with Sean. If you love him so much, why don't you marry him and Sean Salisbury?
Does this sound like...
Salisbury 7-9.
Del, what does this sound like to you? Sounds like your little hurt feelings. Okay.
What?
Sounds like a little jealousy.
What is the deal with you and every host at 610?
Oh, yeah. Me and Rich, when me and Rich went
It's a matter
got,
of time before you are having a.
Me and Rich Lord went to Crave.
Before you're sharing a charcuterie board
I
together.
I don't know why you make.
Oh,
you,
man, this cheese is
good. I
don't
know why you make that sound like it's such out of the realm of possibility. Oh, you're a victim of circumstance. Wallace Marsh invited Sean, and Sean was there. So, look, if Wallace Marsh invited Rich and you to some place to eat, you'd be there, Rich, eating. So let's not act like it's out of the realm.
Yeah, let's not act like that, John.
Okay.
All it takes is some rich benefactor or maybe your sugar daddy to invite you someplace along with Rich, and you'd be there with Rich.
I was really there, me and Wendy, with Cheetah and her husband. That's
see,
right.
Switching it now.
Yeah, now,
see?
Now the story doesn't
Sean feel, just happened
he thought
to
he
sit
could just
next
slip
to us,
in.
And I was like,
there's the
I spit on him, actually.
He thought he could just slip in Sean, and there wouldn't be consequences. Now, oh, I was with Cheetah Kraft and her husband. Okay,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
All the riches.
Oh, by the way,
all the riches.
What is
people.
Wendy doing with this? What the? What is
yeah,
she? Who does she work for?
Channel
11. So you're all
wow.
traders.
Cross pollination.
All right. Traders.
No, you know what? We're all trying to bring the houses
you know,
together.
You know what they would say? Them Granados ain't loyal.
They ain't loyal.
These Granados ain't loyal. Did you hear? By the way, did you
Deborah
hear 790? Did you hear 790's promo?
No.
790's got a promo that says, oh,
I swear
sorry,
on
we're local.
I swear on Jesus, I haven't heard that station for over a year.
Well, you don't listen to Astros
on
when they're
Jesus.
On?
No, I watch on TV.
Well, sometimes you're not driving around.
I pause.
You're never driving around during an Astros game.
Well, I got the game recorded and paused.
Well, I like to listen to Robert Ford and Steve Sparks.
I like both those guys just
they're
fine,
nice.
But I don't listen.
So, you know what their promo
and actually,
is?
I'm not driving around that much at night, actually.
Do you, well, sometimes they play day games on Sundays. Do you know what their promo is? This, oh, we're local here at 790. Sorry, ESPN. ESPN in Connecticut. I'm like, what?
No, they're not.
Yes, it is.
We've got, like, no programming from ESPN.
What? ESPN.
It's literally.
In Connecticut.
It's like, literally what? 100% local. What can we do? We're in last place.
Well, that's the dumbest thing ever.
I guess we could go after ESPN, the name.
I guess we could go after.
We had no affiliation with
Connecticut
ESPN.
Connecticut programming.
Other than our name. Other than the name that we have because we play them on some parts of weekends. Not even that much weekends.
No,
and you catch it right before we come on. And then you don't hear it again until, I mean, I don't know. When Fred and AJ golf, maybe? I don't even know.
I have no idea. No idea when we go national. But no one cares. We got Rockets. We got the Rockets when...
No, we're going to talk. We're going to stay national. We're going to start talking about Kyrie. This is a big Kyrie discussion here.
Well, it
we're a we're a national show. We're based out of Connecticut.
Yeah.
Now it takes me 9 minutes to get to work, but super fast train from Connecticut.
It is kind of Kyrie is really catching it today, and for good reason. Well, I mean, if James was playing like if your star plays like that,
let
like
me tell
he's
you, I was
playing,
thinking that too. There, nobody catches it as bad as James. And I'm trying to, and I've always played this, and I'm not going to keep playing it because I already know it's not going to change. People don't like the way he plays. They don't like the flop. They don't like stuff. So it doesn't matter. You don't have to like James, but you have to respect him. That is the bottom line. people have to respect his offensive game. But you don't have to like him, and that's fine, and I get it. But James has caught hell, deservedly so, for a variety of instances in the playoffs where he came up short. Absolutely. Steph Curry had a good game yesterday, but those guys should be catching it. Kevin Durant, if he doesn't, you know, play well, should catch it, although that's not really going to be an issue. Right now, Kevin Durant's, the desire to get Kevin Durant the ball all the time and isolate with Kevin Durant, while it's producing some points, it's actually hurting the Warriors. No. There's just no way around it. Klay Thompson's not in a rhythm. Steph hasn't been in a rhythm until last game. They're not the Warriors anymore. They once.
Well, he's not. Then you remember when he was 4-14?
Who's that?
From three. Who? Steph.
Was that all he ended up being?
Yeah.
Because he had 30.
Yeah, well, he had 30, but he was 12-25. Listen, why they're taking threes? They had open looks all day long. It's amazing how the Rockets can make a basket and then give up a layup on the other end.
What's his name? Iguodala missed once yesterday.
Yes, he did.
Like, he threw in the 30-footer, you know, at the end of the half,
that was his only one.
I saw him miss a three.
He missed actually three of them.
In the playoffs?
Against the Rockets.
That's a record.
Yeah.
That's 0-27. For Iguodala, basically. He missed three in a row.
I mean, you know what? Let them listen, they're playing the Rockets. They're playing right in the Rockets' hands. So, 8-33.
Yeah, but no, listen. Do you know the Warriors in their four games have shot more than 34 threes one time? The Rockets, out of the four games, they've shot more than 34 one time. The Rockets have shot less than 40 zero times. The Rockets are still getting up a ton.
That's what they do.
Of threes.
Now, did you disagree with them shooting threes with a 17, 15, 12-point lead?
The Rockets?
Yeah.
No. Why would you change what they do?
No, well, if they're taking national heat for, hey, you got to play smart basketball, blah, blah,
no,
blah.
No, I agree. No.
It's what they do.
No, but I agree. There's a difference. Just because you're shooting threes doesn't mean you're playing dumb basketball. But just because you always shoot threes doesn't mean you have to take bad shots. There's good shots and bad shots. Contested shots aren't good shots.
Yeah, no.
You work earlier in the clock. Here's my problem, John.
But they don't.
Here's what they don't do, and they're never going to do it. So I'm not going to. I have to stop harping on it because Daryl's never going to fix this. Mike D'Antoni's not going to fix it. No one's going to fix it unless the Rockets do this different. They're going to just eat up chunks of clock and decide we're only going to play the last 6 seconds of.
Yeah.
It at times in games and times in quarters, the Rockets default to let's get out of early offense, away from early offense, which is what I love, early offense, which is Mike D'Antoni's offense. And Phoenix was early offense. And sometimes the Rockets do it. And they're at their best when they do because they got a chance to get into a rhythm. What they're lucky is that they have three guys who can create now. You want to know the biggest difference with Rockets basketball now? Eric Gordon, Chris Paul, James Harden. Three guys off the dribble who can create last second for themselves. Before Eric Gordon came over and Chris Paul, it was literally Corey Brewer might have had a heart attack trying to do something because he got so hyper. You had dummy Josh Smith. You didn't have guys who could create other than James.
Ryan Anderson could create.
not Ryan. And that's before Ryan came, too, because he came with Eric Gordon. But they have three guys who can create for themselves off the dribble now.
Yeah.
Three guys who are in the game, and now Eric Gordon's in the game
all the time.
Yeah,
but Eric Gordon really – well, Eric Gordon can drive, but Eric Gordon off the dribble taking a three is a disaster.
I get it, but he can finish it in the paint. That's the point.
Yeah, he finishes.
He can put the ball on the ground and get into the paint and finish. They have three guys like that right now. And that's why they can play late in the clock. You can't play late in the clock and win unless you have guys that can create late, multiple guys.
And what's amazing is that they still score 112 points. They score 112 points and using up all the shot clock.
It's because they make threes.
Yeah.
That's because they make threes. Right. I mean, that's where the math comes in, and James gets free throws, and James got to the line. And, I tell you what, they're doing what they do. I do think ultimately – Charles said something that I've long felt, and it's long been the truth. Until the Rockets dispel this, they are a living embodiment of a team that is beholden to at least slightly below average shooting at worst and good shooting at best from three. If they ever have a terrible run, they are done. They're dead. They can't win.
No,
because they're not going to go
27.
That's exactly what I mean.
Yeah.
They can't fade those kind of runs because they're just taking threes primarily, and they don't have it in them to say, let's go find baskets elsewhere.
See, and that's what Chris Paul is for. And that's what
but he's not the same Chris Paul, though.
No, he's not the same Chris Paul. But I loved they were struggling. They came out of a break and they ran a play. And James and PJ ran a play. And James called him over as he's dribbling. And PJ didn't come. And James said, come here. He ran a play, got PJ a bounce pass in the lane. PJ laid it up and in. And I thought, that is just so smart. When you're struggling to get baskets, you actually create something out of a break. And how awesome that was. And, you know, they got to just do that stuff. They got to get away when they're 0 for 27. They got to go away from it and create a basket. And they did that. And they did that a few times. And they've done that with Eric Gordon before, out of a break, a play for Eric Gordon to drive the lane and lay it in. And and that's such good basketball. Well, what a great atmosphere last night. What a great win for the organization. If you want to get in and talk about it, come on, 713-780-3776. Right now, though, well, I want to tell you this. You want to be excited? If you're having a hard time getting excited, all right, in the boudoir, well, all you need to do is go to fourhymns.com/John5. Fourhymns.com/John5. Listen, it happens. It's not because you're old. It's not, and even if it is because you're old, even if you've gotten older and you need some help, oh, well. I mean, people are having relations much older these days because they got the help that they need. There's no reason not to. What, are you going to struggle with ED for what? Why? Why would you do that? Not in this day and age. You don't have to. This ain't your dad's era of having relations. This is your era. And you can take advantage of fourhymns.com/John5. Just $5 while supplies last. You got to talk to a doctor, subject to that doctor online, but it's all online. It's not going to see the doctor face to face. It's not taking off of work. It's not paying the extravagant pharmacy prices. It's fourhymns.com/John5. Fourhymns.com/John5. First month's just $5. Fourhymns.com/John5.
Going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers, live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Last 8 seconds, they cut it to 3. KD gets an open look. Steph gets a rebound. What? Walk me through those 8 seconds for you guys. What was that like?
Stay long. You know what I mean? I think, you know, we happy we came out with the win, but once again, they got a clean look. You know, last game, game 3, KD got fouled on that same shot, and then we gave him a butt-naked look. Then Steph got a clean look. So, yeah, we won the game, but we got to be better. We understand that. You know, going back to the Bay, they probably not going to miss those shots.
Butt naked look.
Man. That's the worst kind.
But that's
well, it depends.
That's a pretty good ass, pretty good descriptor though.
Yeah,
that's what it was. I was like, what? I don't care that he's 5 feet behind the three. How's he getting this look?
Yeah.
So I immediately had to, as soon as it was in hand, the ball was and the game was in hand. I immediately searched back, say, how did this happen? Oh, Austin Rivers fell asleep, and then that's when I noticed. After Chris Paul grabs a rebound, immediately you can see PJ Tucker's hands coming up like, what were like you doing? Game? Yeah, not like that. He was forward like this.
It like was James more, like James looking at the ref?
Yeah, well, I always think of a Ginobili. It's more like this, except it wasn't palms down.
Yeah, all right.
Trust me, James has stolen a lot of Ginobili's game. The Euro step, Ginobili did it first. The complaining about officials with his palms out, Ginobili invented that.
So
Ginobili was a worse crybaby than I think the Rockets.
So, but thank God, because it looked like James at first, it looked like he cracked his skull. And then I thought Draymond's face might have been broken.
Looks like it could be.
Chris Paul. He died at what? Apparently, he got whiplash when he got pushed in the lower back, and his head whipped forward.
I must say something I thought I'd never say. Did you see when Draymond almost scratched James in the eye again, hit him in the face? No. I'm starting to think that, and I know Rockets fans are, finally. I'm starting to feel like this stuff is intentional.
Well, he did it in the last game for sure. He reaches across and he grabbed towards his face and actually caught some of his
face.
Yeah,
I think, and I know he had LeBron where he's done the same thing to LeBron. I'm starting to think this is intentional. When you defend and your first move when a guy's driving is to reach for his eyeball, yeah. I feel like that's intentional. Like are you guarding the eyeball?
Did you believe that he was kicking nuts at one point in his career? When he got suspended, remember, he was a nut kicker.
I thought James kicked.
No, Draymond was a nut kicker.
But James did that too, right?
No.
Who did Harden do it when he got suspended? He didn't kick it. He kicked somebody, not
he kicked LeBron.
Yeah, he kicked LeBron.
Yeah. But that was I'm talking about when he takes a jump shot.
Then the internet almost fought James.
Remember Draymond got suspended for nut kicking when he was taking jump shots.
I think everything that is dirty, Draymond does on purpose. I think there's a good chance of that. The more I thought about, because the eyeball scratch, this kind of stuff just happens, and I do think it happens inadvertently. But when I saw it again yesterday, I'm starting to think. They showed it yesterday, and then they showed a replay of what happened to James's eye the first time, and there was a double hand. There was a right hand, left hand move. I don't know. I'm just starting to think. I don't want to believe this about any player that they would be this dirty as to try to literally gouge somebody in the eye so they couldn't play. But I'm starting to just think maybe you just can't. Because, yes, I do believe he was nut kicking. Yes. Now, I know exactly what you're talking about now, where it's happened multiple times.
Yeah.
Yes, he does try to kick guys in the nuts. It's no different than when Grayson Allen was tripping guys. I believe it's something that is in Draymond's soul. He's a dirty-souled, dirty, dark-hearted person. So, yes, I believe that he intentionally tried to do that. Hmm. I didn't believe that the scratch of the eye was intentional until I saw yesterday. And I'm like, I'm starting to wonder a little bit. You got LeBron, he did it too. You got James, he's done it too. Both high-end elite players. Then you got James where he's reaching out and trying to do it again. It's a known thing in football sometimes. You know, guys will try to knock a quarterback out of a game.
Well, no. If you got a knee, they're going to hit you in the knee. You got an elbow, they're going to hit you.
Well, that's what happens. You know, teams don't like mentioning certain injuries with certain players. But if you got a shot at a quarterback, it's not unusual for a team to quietly and privately say, if you knock the quarterback out, we better have a better chance of winning. Do you think the Warriors have a better chance of winning if James is blinded in one eye? I do. I feel like Warriors might have a better shot at winning. It might affect the number.
I don't know. He's played his best since he doesn't have, since he's only got one eye now. Since he's Barrick.
No, he actually said he could see. It just looks bad.
No. Since he became Barrick Dondarrion.
He's not blind.
He is.
It's stop mentioning Game of Thrones references. You're making the other 473 million people upset.
Do you think the other 473 million people?
The 17 million are like, yay! And the 473 million are like, God, shut up with Barrick Dondarrion again.
Barrick Dondarrion has one eye. Either that.
Me and my wife actually got in a little bit of a yeah, it's more like Birdcage. We got a little bit of fight about Game of Thrones. She was just so.
She's with me on this one.
She can't handle imagery and symbolism. When she's like, oh, yeah, really? And you can call Nick if you want to, because I'm not talking out of turn. She said, oh, yeah, Brienne, yeah, somebody who's never shown any emotion. Yeah, all of a sudden she's wallowing.
She never got any either, that's why.
And I said, first of all, her armor was off. Do you not? Is there no symbolism or imagery that you picked up there? Her armor is taken off for the first time ever. She does something else for the first time ever. Right. And this is her emotions finally spilling out. When somebody she has unrequited love is, you're getting a look inside the armor. Do you not get this? Mm. She's like, nope. Nope, you didn't have to do all that stuff. She didn't have to be crying.
So the first time that she fell in love, she can't cry, Nicole?
She can't. No, she wants everyone to stay the exact same throughout this series. Wow. There's no growth. There's no character arcs. Oh, I'm getting text.
Look at.
I'm
getting. What? Wait, what happened to Robert? He left? Her.
That episode sucked just because you liked it.
Did you like that episode?
She was wailing. She said she was wailing. She was wailing. I don't wail.
She got rejected for the first time after having her emotions. She's a wave of emotions, Nicole.
Yeah.
Okay? She finally fell in love with the man of her dreams, and what happens?
He leaves.
This is the age-old story. Have sex with a girl and then leave to go have sex with your sister. It happens all the time.
I know, Mom.
Have you never, ever seen this in the show?
I 100% know my kids are in the car right now, and I got to stop talking about this.
Okay.
I've been heartbroken, yes, and I didn't act like that.
It's which the part of the show did John like? Story.
I didn't say I liked the show.
Man meets girl. Boy meets girl. They fall in love. Boy and then boy leaves girl for his sister. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just said, hey, I didn't say I love the show. I'm just saying I can pick up on imagery and symbolism. Yeah. That's all. No big deal. No big deal. I just pick up on allegory. No big deal. I'm just able to deal with different types of forms of story. You can stop texting. You can stop texting.
When Bran went back in time and saw that John was the baby of Lyanna and Rhaegar, right. And they showed an image of the baby, and then they showed an image of John. Did she pick up on that?
No, apparently.
Because you're talking like she doesn't pick up on anything.
She did. No. Yeah, she did. She knew that.
Okay.
That's why there's no excuse for this.
She didn't.
Not picking up on anything.
How about picking up?
Or just, even if she did, she just doesn't like it.
Catch
up
to the show, Nick.
Stay the same. This is literally, my text number is almost a 90 now.
Okay. So.
And then now her friend, Nikki Guerra, is texting too.
And what'd she say?
Tori's wife.
What?
Now she's getting in on this.
The hell?
You're in a group chat with two?
No. Yeah. Nicole? No, these are separate. This isn't even a group chat.
What the hell?
He is going to kill his sister.
He's going to have relations with her.
He's not going
to kill her. He's going to kill Euron. And Nick.
Well.
They made all of the women too emotional this episode. A little crying. Yes. Wailing. No.
Well.
You know what? This is turning into a women's empowerment thing.
You know what?
You know what? Just because you don't like how they were portrayed doesn't mean that's how it was back in the 1300s or the 2090s or whatever time frame this is. I don't know because there's dragons and witches and warlocks.
They use BC and AD. So, for some reason, Christ is involved in the time.
They do use it?
Yeah, like if you... All right, calm down, lax Catholic. I mean, when you see them in the books, if you see stuff... Like, when they talk about stuff historically, it's like BC and AD. So, right. I don't know why Christ isn't mentioned more, because no one praised him in the show. But, yeah, for some reason, BC and AD are a thing.
They are in the books.
Like George R. Martin wrote like this history of Westeros, separate book, and they have BC and AD for whatever reason.
My wife's number, which just means give me the phone number.
We can't cater the show.
No, I want to hear this.
Oh,
729.
Her last thing. Oh, I'm sorry. Hold on. 3776.
Why don't you talk?
The last thing she said was, ha ha ha, you didn't, which I'm trying to think of what. I didn't pick up on something. I feel bad because I'm starting to realize there are a couple things. Just like the Bran, I felt bad. See, I can admit it, Nicole. Like when Bran was going to be the human chum, just out there and just rolled into the to drag out the Night King, and then because that's when Arya killed the Night King because he was out there like chum.
You mean you didn't pick up on it? That was the whole strategy.
Yeah, I know, but he was just I get that. Then why did we have stupid Reek there?
Well, to Reek was protecting him right up until...
Protect him from what?
Well, keep him from getting killed before the Night King got there.
Yeah, before
there.
The... Yes.
All
yes.
Right. That's fine. That's fine. I can... Okay, that's fine. If I missed it, I missed it. But I'm okay with people. I'm okay with... Oh, this is... The women need to be stronger. Hey, no. This isn't the women's empowerment movement now. I know that the women are basically running the whole show now.
Right.
All of them are all... The kings of every castle you can imagine. Reek's sister's a boss to him. Jon Snow has to bend a knee to, even though he's the rightful king.
Sansa takes
Arya,
over.
Everyone else is dead. I get it. So one giant woman cries because she wanted to be with the guy with one hand who's not just a kingslayer, he's a something else slayer. That's her only shot. You know what she's usually going to have? That dirty redhead guy. That's usually what she's going to have to get now. Mm. Yeah.
Is Nicole against complex female characters who can display multiple emotions?
Yes, she only wants ones.
Yeah. Oh, well,
strong, unemotional ones.
I think women are more than one thing, Nicole. There are multiple things. They can.
Didn't know John was a Targaryen.
What?
I don't care.
How did you not know that?
What? You didn't know? What?
Maybe she is right about you.
When am I supposed to know that?
When they told you explicitly.
That's what I knew. That's what I knew.
The symbolism.
I didn't know before.
From the first time Bran saw the baby, Lyanna had the baby, you knew he was a Targaryen.
No, I didn't know before then. Did you know before then?
Before the very...
She claims she knew before then.
Well, there have been... Well, if you have to read all the theories, I mean...
I already know what's being whispered. She already claims she knew what was being whispered and all that stuff. That's John.
That means she went on Reddit and read him.
There's a 100% chance she did that. She, you know what else she'll do? She'll be 14 pages into a book and then go to the last page and read the end.
What the bleep?
Oh, yeah. She's an end reader.
She reads the end of books. That is the worst reader.
She's already gone to find out exactly how everything will end. I already know that.
That's the worst.
I mean, Nicole, this is vibrating so much on text between my legs that just keep texting until I'm finished.
There's a toy that's like that.
I know.
But not for people like you.
Oh, yeah.
Nicole, you know what? You need to make Madi memorize Game of Thrones books, okay? This kid is unbelievable. She's remembering entire Robert Louis Stevenson.
At least
poems.
I read. I don't have to read. You know why I don't have to read? Because I can watch. One of my eyes worked. The one that you gouged out when we were sleeping. Now that I'm Gondor Gargarian or whatever you want to call
James him. Harden.
Yeah. Now that I'm James Harden in my right eye because you gouged out my eye.
Do you think she
did
it again?
Ago.
Like she's Draymond and you're James Harden?
I feel like that was a Draymond. The more I think about it sometimes, I'm like, all of a sudden I turned over my sleep and I get my cornea scratched.
You could talk about your car and then call your wife and have this discussion.
Yeah, maybe you should talk about your car for a while.
I don't want to call her and have this discussion, Del. That's the secret.
It's not a secret anymore.
Let me tell you something that's not a secret. Craig, sir, he's not a secret. What's going on there? At Gulf Coast Chevy, Buick, GMC, and Angleton, they understand that if you go to Angleton, you're gonna drive a few extra minutes, and that's the way it is. I mean, it's about... But same distance if you're driving to Kingwood, for example, it's not any different. And what would you go there for? Well, to visit family or to go save thousands of dollars. If you're driving to Angleton, and it's an easy drive, by the way. It's not a hard drive. You're not going to be jammed up with a bunch of traffic. When you get out there, what you're going to have is you're going to have a group of people who are waiting to help you. They're not going to be standing over you waiting to help you. If you need any help seeing certain vehicles, they'll show you. They'll tell you about what the features they have. Every year, it seems like there's a new feature that you'll want to learn about because the interior, what comes standard now in vehicles, is unbelievable. It's really, truly unbelievable what is standard with vehicles. And to find out what all the different accessories are, they will tell you there. They'll help you get the very best price right up front. They don't play a lot of games with you at all. They give you the best trade-in value. And they've got deals going on right now. If you look at the specials, you can see new car specials, demo vehicles right there. You can see what some of their programs are right now. They have programs on the Chevy Impala, the brand new Chevy Impala. You can view inventory there. They have Yukon special deals on Yukon, the Malibu, the Tahoe. All you have to do. Oh, and by the way, come out to Kidfish on Saturday, June 8th at Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC. They're going to have a little Kidfish, a little fishing event for you as well. For more information, go to the website LanceZCars.com. Their entire inventory is in stock waiting for you to check it out. 304 vehicles right now waiting for you. Go to LanceZCars.com or visit out in Angleton, Gulf Coast Chevy Buick GMC.
This is Carlos Correa, All-Star and World Series champion, and big fan of Gulf Coast Chevrolet in Angleton. No one will treat you better. Chevy, find new roads.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
7:38 ESPN 97.5.
Hey, get off the Game of Thrones.
No, we're done with the Game of Thrones.
I'm done with
you know what we're talking about now?
What?
We're talking about our Houston Rockets going to Game 5, tied at 2.
See, they can win the series. It's a very winnable series. I wasn't that worried. I didn't change my mind after 0-2 either. You're supposed to go down. No,
but winning 4 out of 5 from them. But I'll tell you the truth is, if there's one team in the last 2 years, if there's one team that has proven that they can play right with this team, it's what, there's only one team, and that's the Houston Rockets.
When have the Rockets looked overmatched by the Warriors since Chris Paul got here?
Never.
They haven't. Not even in games Chris Paul didn't play.
No, as a matter of fact, they should have won game one. They were. I never felt that game two was within their. They should have gotten that one. But they won games 3 and 4.
I don't know if they should have won one. I think they had an opportunity to win one. It's not like they were winning a whole game. I mean, I thought they had had. That's the kind that you could steal.
Yeah, and I guess they didn't really outplay them all that
much. No, they didn't outplay them.
They just blew an opportunity.
But they're right there. They had an opportunity. They didn't execute in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah.
But there's never been a time when the Rockets right now feel like they overmatched. Not for the last 2 years. They just don't. So even when they were down 0-2, they weren't bad 0-2 blowouts like we've seen in the past.
Mm-mm.
Those days are kind of over a little bit. And the Rockets outplayed them in game 3, and they outplayed them in game 4. And I really believe that the addition of Kevin Durant has fundamentally shifted the Warriors from being this devastating two-guard combination that could shoot the eyes out of the ball to being a team that gets out of a rhythm offensively. And Steph Curry's not even the same. You remember when Steph Curry used to be terrifying? I was terrified. Anytime he got a shot off, I knew it was going in.
No.
Now,
and Clay?
I just don't feel afraid of those two guys. Yeah, and I really feel like a big part of that is Kevin Durant is just taking the chemistry from that team. They're still an unbelievably talented unit, so they're still going to keep winning. But Charles Barkley made a comment yesterday. I can't believe I agree with some stuff Charles says. But he said,
Charles always makes good points.
He said, can you believe that the Rockets shoot this many threes, and then you have a team like the Golden State Warriors with three of the best shooters in the history of pro basketball, and they're eighth in the league in three-point attempts. It's got me to thinking, maybe the Warriors should be playing math ball.
No, they're not. They're not good.
Maybe they need to be playing.
No, they're playing in the Rockets' hands by taking 33 threes.
Yeah, maybe they need to be playing. I mean, realistically, maybe the Warriors would be a better team right now if they're playing algebra ball like the Rockets.
Go ahead.
Trig it up.
No, I think they're
trigonometry.
What was their average per game this year?
Well, I don't know. They're eighth. I don't know. I'd have to look. They're eighth. That's what Charles Barkley said. And when he says things, they're obviously true.
They're eighth in the league in three-point attempts. Well, I hope they keep shooting threes. They're not good at it.
You mean you want them to shoot more?
Yes.
I don't want them to shoot.
Yeah, well,
more
I do.
I like the math. I like the way the math is playing out.
Did you see the math last night? Eight for 33.
What happens when they get
hot?
Keep
doing that.
I don't think the odds are in our favor that the Warriors will keep shooting poorly. That's like betting against Verlander and Kershaw and guys like that. I mean, we're talking about all-time
greats. No, I'll take it. No.
I don't want them shooting a bunch of threes. You know what? Keep going for layups. Keep taking your twos.
No, I'm going to tell you this. They can, because they get layups whenever they freaking want.
I saw Daryl's musical. You didn't, John. 3 is greater than 2. It's in the musical.
It's not.
Yeah, it's in the musical. 3 is greater than 2. There's a whole song about it.
I would love for them. Keep on going. No. Instead of, how in the world are they getting all these layups? They're just, they're flying. Draymond is flying down the court after a made Rockets basket, and he's laying it in. I'm like, how the hell does that happen? How in the hell? And Kevin Durant, same thing. You know what? If they keep on doing that, the Rockets are in trouble. Keep shooting threes. If they keep shooting threes, the Rockets win.
I don't want great three-point shooters. You know what? They haven't shot the amount the Rockets have. Not once. Not even close. I don't want them to, because they might figure out math.
Right.
I don't think it's a good thing that you want. Here's the thing that you'll never hear a coach say, boy, I hope Steph and Clay and KD shoot more threes.
Well, here's the deal.
I don't want them to.
Here's the deal. During the regular season, they made 13 out of 34. This game, they made 8 out of 33.
13.
Guess what?
Yeah, that's not the norm. That's the outlier.
No. Well, guess what? In the playoffs, they suck. They can't handle the playoffs.
Yeah.
You know what?
Long history of failure in the playoffs.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Let me tell you, that's an outlier total, John. The norm is that if you have them start shooting more
from this game, they're not shooting well from three.
I know, but at what point? At some point, there's going to be a normalization of the numbers. There's going to be a regression to the mean, and it's not going to be good. I guarantee you, Math Darryl knows that. Math Darryl doesn't want them shooting a bunch of threes.
Well, they were 14-33 the game before.
I guarantee if he had a song, it would be, don't shoot threes, Warriors. Please shoot twos inside the arc.
What?
That's a new song that's in his musical.
He's got a musical that talks about shooting threes? I'm afraid not.
Yeah, he came in studio and talked about it.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
The game before, 11 for 36. Lance, you want? Okay, keep shooting. Go ahead.
I can't believe you think that the Warriors will shoot bad forever.
Particularly because they came off a game. I know they didn't shoot well last night. In game three, they were over 40% from
three. But the game before, they were 11 for 36.
So it's alternating, apparently. So
yeah.
So you want them
I don't want them to shoot a lot of threes.
You want them to make 14
in the next
game? You're
basically baiting them into beating the brakes off the Rockets next game with about 22 threes.
Well, let's see the game before then.
I don't know what they shot.
How about every year? Why don't you search big sample sizes and see how good they shoot? You might want to check all-time three-point percentages, too, while you're at it, since they shoot over 40.
And the game before, they were 7 to 22.
What's that percentage?
32%. Okay, sounds go ahead. Like keep doing it. Keep going.
But the point
keep
is...
Keep going.
But the point
keep
is they're not...
Keep that same energy,
Warriors. 22. The point is 22. What would it be if they were shooting 44, like the Rockets?
They shoot 31%. Great.
No, that's they'd fun. Have 14 threes. That's what the Rockets are shooting. The Rockets aren't shooting lights out from three.
No. The Rockets are playing their ball. You try and play the Rocket ball, and guess what's going to happen?
Golden State has come down in three-point attempts. It's not a good
– Game one, they shot 22.
Go look at
last game, they shot 33.
No, but I'm not talking about in these three games. Go look at over the last 4 years what has happened, the shift. The shift since KD got there has gone down from threes. They have shifted downwards, and I think it's made them easier to beat. I really do. I don't think they're harder to beat now than they used to be.
I don't know. I'd rather see
at least them. For the Rockets.
Listen, I saw them getting too many way easy buckets again. You know why? Did you notice how little Clint Capella was on the floor and the Rockets are small?
Well, Clint Capella is not.
How? And you notice
I want
that,
some money back.
That no, you're not getting any money back.
I want money. Back.
The Austin Rivers lineup. How small they are.
Yeah.
Good Lord. Yet the Rockets still out rebounded them, and that was all effort. Good. I can't say enough about how they're putting bodies on people now, just using their bodies and getting rebounds and out-rebounding a team that's so much bigger than they are.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It really is amazing. All right, 713-780-3776 is the number if you'd like to get in here on ESPN 97.
Yeah, come on, Rockets fans. Let's jump in.
Yeah. You guys are a bunch
Stop
of...
Stop being scared.
They're scared. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of everyone not calling. When the Rockets win. Only when they lose. Oh, they suck.
Well, people don't call in about the Rockets. They'll call in about specific players. So if you go on a James Harden rant or positive or negative people are calling, people don't call in about the team as much as
Well, let's
player.
Go. Mm-hmm. Well, how about now?
Well, let's go.
It's only the playoffs.
I want you to call in about John Clay Wolf is what I want you to call
hey,
in
Charlie's
about.
Hey, Palillo's not following me on Twitter.
Well, he shouldn't. Why would he? John Clay Wolf is following me. He's not following you.
Who do you think Charlie's following?
John Clay Wolf, I would imagine, because of GiveMeTheVin.com. Everyone should follow John Clay Wolf because of GiveMeTheVin.com. Well, all you have to do is actually go to the website and see for yourself and sell your car. Sell us your car. GiveMeTheVin.com. It's so easy that you can do it in your underwear. And if you're fully clothed, you can still do it. All you have to do is go to GiveMeTheMen.com. This dude is buying more cars. I think he's becoming like the largest car buyer in the country. Literally buys 2,000 cars a month. Sells 500 a week at auctions. He's unbelievable. And he's buying more because he's giving more. And he's telling you if you can't beat Texas Direct Auto or CarMax, he's going to send you $100 if he can't beat their prices. Well, he does, though, every single day at GiveMeTheVin.com. You're selling your car, get the best price for it at GiveMeTheVin.com.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Brought to you by Cheers. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5. So, Dal, a couple of people are saying it's before conquest and after conquest. That's what BC and AC is. When Targaryens took over Westeros.
Oh, because I haven't seen them say AC in the
BC and AC.
I haven't seen that. Maybe I'm wrong. I haven't.
That's what a couple, two different
people
said it.
They're probably right. I just don't remember seeing AC. If it says AC, then it,
the BCAC in Game of Thrones stands for Before Conquest, After Conquest, and is based on the Targaryen conquest of Westeros.
Well, that would make sense considering the whole world.
Yeah,
there's no
reference to Jesus in this.
I didn't think so.
I saw BC. I don't remember seeing AC, but if they saw it, then that would make a lot of sense.
Many faced God. There's the sparrow,
light,
the
God of light. Yeah. There's the seven gods.
The God of fire. Whatever.
Yeah. God of light.
Same thing. 713-780-3776. If you want to nerd out, 713-780-3776. Or we could talk about a championship caliber team in your
Let's talk about this. Kevin Durant elbowing Chris Paul in the face on this game show, whatever it is.
No, there's just two girls who Chris Davis just sent us a gift. Now I really want to find out where did that happen?
Because
one girl gets elbowed. Did you think that Draymond actually got that? Was there's no way you could generate enough force to hurt Draymond Green. I'm so tired
James's
of these guys
head was
falling on the ground like they're just like they're dying.
Well, remember James sat an entire possession laid on the floor early.
I know what James's deal is.
Especially after
you know what?
See, that's when he got his eye scratched.
I don't have a problem with James anymore. That's James's move. That's his brand. He's on brand when he does that. That's not Draymond's brand. Draymond Green's brand. Draymond falling to the ground like, his head was shaking. I was like, Jesus, he's having an aneurysm. Someone help him. Like, it's just a soccer injury.
Well, it's just like Chris Paul cheering and jumping up and down when they got a three-point foul. You know, I mean.
Oh, he was being a smart aleck officials. Yeah.
Draymond has proven that James fouls people when he's taking three-point shots.
Oh, no, James completely smacked him in the head on purpose. You know why? Because Draymond's been trying to scratch his eyes out.
Yes.
Well, so you know what James did? Gave him one of these. Bang!
Just come to the realization that no matter who wins this series, they're going to be the least likable team in the playoffs going forward.
Absolutely.
Unless Philadelphia gets through.
I can see that, but even still.
No one's feeling Embiid at all, Sixers, even nationally.
The Sixers are more likable than the Rockets or the Warriors.
Yeah, I would say that too. You don't understand how unlikable the Rockets are nationally.
No, I understand.
You get it.
We talked a lot about it.
I mean, it's real. That is real out there.
No, it's been real.
I mean, we got buddies that are texting me throughout the whole series like, you guys suck. This is terrible to watch. Yeah, well,
yeah. Turn your
TV
off, dummy.
Yeah, don't watch it.
And keep your TV off. Keep your same energy when we're celebrating the championship.
You get very fitted when people don't like your team, but yet you sell it as, I don't care.
Go watch season eight. Go watch season eight and see how you like that.
But just keep the TV off when we're in the middle of another celebration.
Go watch dragons getting shot down by guys behind cliffs.
Is there anything other than Game of Thrones that he can talk about? Anything.
I don't talk about as much as he does.
I know you don't.
And I'm a book nerd, and I don't talk about as much as he does.
Let's get Zach
when
in
we're
here.
Having a parade, tell your friends to keep their TVs on.
Parades are less. Parades aren't watchable
parades
either.
Are very
watchable. That's the worst. Parades are the worst. What's up, Zach?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, man?
Hey, I was calling. So I was watching the other day. Tracy McGrady. He made a statement saying that he would take Clint Capela out of the starting lineup. I was wondering what you guys thought about that, and if you guys think that the lineup they went to with Austin Rivers is more fitting to play this Warriors team.
Yes, in the short term. One of the things I like about how they're, I think there's a law of what is it?
Diminishing returns
with Austin Rivers. No. The more you have him in, I think the more it's going to eventually get you. I think it's perfect right now. And I don't see what changes. Are the Rockets really struggling with Clint Capela? They didn't struggle with Clint Capela in the lineup this last game early in the game. I do agree with maybe you get away from him in the lineup more. I agree with that, Zach.
Yeah.
Because
what's the difference if he's starting or not starting?
I don't think starting makes any difference.
Rockets started well.
It's just about how you play, guys.
If they struggled at the beginning of the game, I could certainly see it. And then you say, well, but who's going to jump? Chris Paul, by the way. PJ Tucker?
If they put Austin Rivers in the starting lineup, would they have a guy taller than 6'5 in the lineup?
Honestly, PJ Tucker is.
My kids thought Gerald Green was the 5 at one point, and it was actually PJ Tucker. But PJ Tucker was the 5 at one point.
Yeah.
I mean, if you want
to
just...
most, what do you mean?
If you want to number them...
At one point, when Austin Rivers is... Gerald Green played 3 minutes last night. When Austin Rivers, who's in the game for 24 minutes, P.J. Tucker is the five all the time.
Then Nate didn't get as many minutes yesterday either, did
he? No,
they?
He got three. He got nothing.
Man, that bench got really... It got D'Antoni.
No, it's Austin Rivers, and it is Shumpert. That's it.
They D'Antoni'd the crap out of that lineup yesterday.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's pretty much it. Well, it worked. I mean, I'm so proud of that little Austin Rivers fella. I am. I'm just so proud.
He's taller than you.
I know, but he does, well, it's a little lineup when he's out there now.
It's
a little
NBA
tiny
concern.
Lineup.
He's not a little fella.
Yeah, I like to call it our Kentucky Derby lineup.
D'Antoni called it the South Beach lineup last night. I was like, ooh, that's a stretch. Because he's going against the Hampton Five that the Warriors thrown out. I guess you can call ours the South Beach. It's like, really?
Really? What South?
I don't know if he said it with a smile. I just read the quote. I was like, I wouldn't say all that.
Why is Lance playing?
I don't know what he's doing.
I just found those two girls fighting. I'm good. I got something to watch. Oh, okay. What do we have? We have a commercial to get to. Yeah, perfect.
Patios.
Let's tell you about patios.
You can watch it on your patio.
Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to tell you. This is one of the things that Stephen Schell, who is the owner of Texas Custom Patios. I actually texted him last night about something going on. I'm having my floors done, and I had a question. He goes, you know, and I said, hey, do you know something's going on with this floor? I got a lot of moisture, blah, 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 which has nothing to do with his work at all. He's just a guy that knows a lot of stuff. He goes, you know what? I'm going to send my engineer over there just to take a look and see what's going on, see if he can help you out. That's just because that's the kind of guy he is. That has nothing to do with anything he's done for me in the past. When my next-door neighbors or across-street neighbors saw, they said, hey, we understand you had a patio built. Can we come see it? And when they saw it, they immediately got the number. They called him, and in 1 week, Texas Custom Patios was out there working on a patio for them. It is a selling point. I'm going to tell you something right now. From when you have your friends over or your family members or when my in-laws come over, that is a great place to hang out and watch the games, watch baseball, watch. We watched our Game of Thrones out there. The wife and I did on episode 3 with the big fight. Kids were out there the other day. The neighbor kids came across the street, and they were having pizza and macaroni and cheese and watching TV out there. It's just a great space to have, whether it's an outdoor kitchen, outdoor living space like we have with your big TV and the speakers that are embedded there in the ceiling. They will fit it perfectly to your home so that it looks like it was built with your home. And I'm telling you now, you are going to get dollar for dollar back for that patio. All the money you spend in your brand new patio or your enclosure, your sunroom, or maybe it's a freestanding patio that you have built that's out near a swimming pool you already have. Whatever the case is, if you can envision making your backyard better, and if you say, boy, I'd love to see what they could do, have them come out and give you an idea of what they would recommend. They'll draw up the specs for you, get you a rendering that looks so lifelike you can't believe it, and then you're going to get the best quality work that you've ever had. TexasCustomPatios.com. That's TexasCustomPatios.com. Go check out my before and after on my backyard, TCPLance.com.
This is Ed Tuttle Jones, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows when you're looking for reliability, the right brand makes all the difference. And now, Lowe's is the exclusive home improvement retailer for the Whirlpool water treatment line, including their Wi-Fi softener, under-sink filtration system, and more. With Whirlpool's proven performance and our everyday low prices, better tasting, better quality water is within reach. Shop pro-trusted brands like Whirlpool and more, in-store or online. Lowe's. We help, you save.